This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The Education Department's top student loan official is stepping down in June. NPR's Sequoia Carrillo reports this comes amid a tenuous admissions cycle for prospective college students.
Richard Cordray will no longer be in charge of the federal student loan program come June. The Education Department announced his departure on Friday, as many students around the country are still waiting for their student loan packages, months behind schedule. Cordray oversaw the bumpy rollout of a revamped federal student aid form this year. Delays and processing errors have been ever present, forcing colleges to move back their acceptance deadlines. Sequoia Carrillo, NPR News.
As aid groups brace for an Israeli ground offensive in southern Gaza, Egypt is scrambling to try to broker a new ceasefire deal. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on the renewed diplomacy.
Egypt sent a delegation to Israel Friday to press Israel not to enter Rafah in southern Gaza and instead focus on the ceasefire deal that would see the release of Israeli hostages held by Hamas. Now, a top Hamas official says the group is studying the latest proposal from Israel and will soon respond. The official did not provide details of what's being negotiated. Up to now, talks have centered on a six-week truce with the release of about 40 of the 133 hostages and the release of hundreds of Palestinians from Israeli jails. The U.S. has accused Hamas of holding up the deal. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
It was another busy week in court for former President Donald Trump. At his hush money trial in New York, Trump sat at a table as a tabloid publisher told the New York jury about his efforts to pay off people with salacious stories about Trump before the 2016 election. NPR's Kerry Johnson has more.
He described himself as a longtime friend to Trump, but he offered some pretty damaging testimony. He said he knew about or took part in payoffs to people who had stories to sell about Trump's personal behavior. Before the 2016 election, David Pecker said Trump was not worried about his family finding out, but he was worried about his political standing if stories about his alleged womanizing got published. Trump's lawyers tried to suggest Pecker was acting to benefit his own company, not Trump.
NPR's Kerry Johnson reporting. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court this week debated whether Trump should get a legal shield for his actions around the deadly January 6th Capitol riot that happened 3 years ago. The National Weather Service has issued tornado watches from Texas to Iowa today, warning of the possibility of strong storms, large hail, and straight-line winds. Flooding is also a possibility. Yesterday, several tornadoes hit the same area, blowing away buildings from their foundations in Omaha. Storms are expected to continue in the area tomorrow. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The United Auto Workers Union says it reached a deal with Daimler Truck, averting a possible strike of more than 7,000 workers. The union got a 4-year deal with the German company, covering workers at plants in North Carolina, as well as distribution centers in Atlanta and Memphis. UAW President Sean Fain says the deal also includes raises of more than 25% over the next 4 years, including a 10% pay bump after the contract is ratified. Union members still need to approve that contract. The Louvre Museum in Paris is planning to improve how visitors experience the Mona Lisa. And NPR's Chloe Veltman reports the room exhibiting Leonardo da Vinci's most celebrated artwork was last renovated only 5 years ago.
The Louvre is by far the world's most visited museum, bringing in nearly 9 million people last year. And the Mona Lisa is its biggest attraction. But in online reviews, many museum goers complain about waiting in line for hours, the stuffy conditions, and only getting to spend a few seconds viewing the artwork. In an interview with French broadcaster France Inter, the museum's president and director, Laurence Decart, said the museum is now looking at improving both the conditions surrounding the iconic Renaissance painting, known in French as La Joconde, as well as the overall visitor experience. Decart said the Louvre is actively working with France's Ministry of Culture on potential upgrades. The room exhibiting the Mona Lisa was last renovated in 2019. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
And I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.